What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Yay! Welcome back to the Pump Fake. Welcome back, everybody.
We're glad you're here. Welcome back.
I'm Dev.
I'm Ash.
And this is the Pump Fake Podcast. Another week and we're back at it. Don't have many weeks left in the regular season anyway.
Episode 13.
Those that are new to the podcast, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Coming out like we're at the show.
We're excited. Another line up for the week. So as always, just so you know, if this is your first time listening to the Pump Fake, we pretty much just take you through the news, go back to last week to all the happenings been in the W, and then Ashley takes us through our favorite team. We talk about the Phoenix Mercury. So Ashley's going to give us a little dish on that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to let you know where everybody's standing and move into our fourth quarter.
Whoop whoop.
Before we do all of that, Ashley, tell me how you're doing.
You know, Dev, it's a time of year that I love oh so much.
What are you talking about?
That I call the burrs. It's September. Welcome, everyone.
Oh.
September, October, November, December. The burrs.
The burrs. Okay,
and
I get it.
So it's fall for me.
Okay.
It's fall, y'all, for me.
Yeah.
So I am at the peak of joy.
Peak of joy. Huh?
I mean, you know, leaves are falling and, you know, it's fall.
Yeah, look at them. I just saw one fall.
Yeah, I'm excited. So that's how I'm doing. Can you hear my smile?
I do. I mean, we got
Isn't
family in town. So right now while we're recording, they're out and having some time out. And we're spending time with you to check out the happenings in the WNBA. And
how
as for me, I'm great.
Yeah,
I feel good. I'm more of a spring type, but I do love to see the colors that fall brings. So looking forward to that. And I love it. So I'm looking forward to like the sports. You know what I'm saying? It's
but
time for playoffs.
Will be over.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be over. But in like a couple weeks after that, we'll be gearing up for some good old college basketball.
That's true. That's a good point.
So we won't be long back to another season. So anyway, with that, Ashley, how about we just punt it right on over to our first segment of our episode. We're just gonna catch you up on the news. It's news with me.
Well, I was gonna say it.
Yeah.
You didn't let me say.
Yeah.
News with you.
Yeah.
News. Can I do some news with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right.
Bet. Okay. So to start off with
what you
the
got
news, Ashley. Start off with the serious stuff. Let's start off with the talking about the dollars.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And the good news, though, Kayla Thornton signed a multi-year deal with the New York Liberty, so she'll be back.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, like, what, you know, the exact estimate or the value of her signing, but...
Sure, it's not as much as an NBA player.
Absolutely not. And it should be.
But anyway.
But congrats to Kayla Thornton. I think she's a wonderful addition to the New York Liberty, and I like where they're at. So
yeah,
the New York Liberty have Kayla Thornton for a couple more years, I guess, at least two.
Okay.
Multi-year. Speaking of salary, Nafisa Collier says the next Supermax salary should be $500,000.
Whoa.
$500K. And I don't disagree.
Come on and speak the truth then, sir.
Yes, next Supermax. So that's like, I think the Supermax salary is like in the 270s now.
Now, what is Supermax?
Like, I think it has something to do with, like, skill, I think seniority, like, if you're a franchise player, and maybe even not, but I don't know what all the, but I think it's, like, the max salary that one can make in the league.
Super
and
max.
So, Nafisa's saying double it, so.
Wow.
I don't disagree.
I don't either. I mean, I hope she gets what she asked for.
I do, too. And next, Satu Sabally is the only WNBA player ever to score 40 points in less than 30 minutes. In fact, she scored it in 28 and a half minutes in a game against, I think, the Washington Mystics. Don't get me the line, but
yes.
Just an elite all-around player. And I'm so glad that she's healthy this season, because they have put a dent in a lot of these predictions for this season. You gotta respect Coach LT from the get-go. I mean, her energy, just her leadership, it seems that she's bringing to the sideline. Players seem to really get along with her, the Dallas Wings. So Coach Dramo is the truth.
She is, and she knows how to use her players and utilize them and put them in the right spots to be successful. And like you mentioned, with Satu healthy this season,
yeah,
she's been able to transform.
Major.
Yeah, a major transformation and part of the team. So
love to see
congrats
it.
To her. Yes, 40 please. Just in case y'all didn't know, just a little WNBA history.
Yeah, give it to
so
us.
So this is the 12th 40-point game this season, and that's more than the WNBA has seen in the regular season from 2009 to 2022, all seasons combined.
Wow.
So we've seen the most 40-point games from these incredible athletes this season.
So they're raising the bar every game.
Mm-hmm.
Every season it gets better and better. So
congrats to Satu for being part of Herstory.
And speaking of the Wings, former Wings guard Alicia Gray, she requested a trade earlier this year in February to leave the Dallas Wings and went over to Atlanta, which I think has been a really good fit. She seems happy going down to Atlanta. So as I break into the Atlanta Dream news, one of the better teams in the W, but just consistently inconsistent, which I think has been the story for the Dream all season. Not to say they don't have the ingredients, but they're just getting their recipe together. Ari McDonald being one, muddling through a bit of a shooting slump this season, and Ari actually spoke on how she's improved her jump shot.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I saw on a social media post she was talking about how she widened her shooting stance. Her feet are a little wider. She raises her elbow through the shot. As of late, you've seen her really putting on the show and getting back to the scoring Ari McDonald that we know from the Arizona Wildcats, U of A. But yeah, I think with a little more seasoning down south in Atlanta, you know, for real, I think they have
Lowry's.
Yeah, they need just a little bit more season, a little simmering, and I think they'll have something really special.
I think Coach Wright said it best this week, is that they're young, they're struggling, and I think that's where this slump is coming in. I know you were talking about Aries specifically, but the Dream this season are just struggling with putting it all together because they are so young.
Yeah,
they can't complete games. They'll have big leads and then lose the lead, or come down to the wire and they just fall.
Yep.
And so I think they're just missing that seniority. And so I'm glad to hear that players like Ari, who are kind of getting into that vet status, are really doing a good job at perfecting their game so that they can really be the leadership that they need on the floor.
Well, Ari's like, what, 2 years in? So she's got a little while before she does maturate into a veteran in the league. But
they've got some incredible talent like her, Ryan, Nas even, you know, right? I know that she's off the bench, but Nia Coffey is injured.
I love the whole combination.
They have a lot of the pieces, but
absolutely, and
struggling to put it together.
They still have some time to stamp their ticket to the playoffs. So I'm not certain about it. I don't expect Atlanta to be in the top eight.
You don't.
I don't know. I don't think that they're going to.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I don't see Atlanta really. LA is still kind of.
They're on a rampage.
Exactly. So. And on the other side of the playoffs, for those who aren't going to the playoffs, it might be a benefit after all. We hear all the time from players, especially Alicia Clark this week, pressing in on the issue about the travel. Issues from city to city between playoffs, just between games in the regular season. I can only imagine how complicated the postseason brings travel. So the underfunding for travel is just hard to hear about when you talk about professional athletes. Seem like the last minute details are just forgotten. Like, oh yeah, we might need to get y'all to the stadium on time. We might need to make sure not only you get there, but you're comfortable, because your bodies are what's at the sacrifice of the whole game itself. So hopefully we can see in the near future, chartered transportation is just the norm, becomes the norm.
Yeah. And I know that we already talked about Satu earlier, but she posted something on social media recently. Here was some of her posts. It says, when the WNBA promises us to charter for playoffs, but changes their stands 4 games before regular season ends. She said, posted up in exit row 17A, at least it's a short flight. We played last night at 7 p.m., flew out at 10 a.m., and have a game tomorrow at 3 p.m. Lots of LOLs. And it only keeps going. still love it and wouldn't trade it for the world. So this is just real additional evidence of what Alicia Clark is saying in mm-hmm. regards to travel. We could also really see that with the Aces and that long strand of games they just played on the road.
Yeah.
How tumultuous it was for them, right? Mm-hmm. Some games were good. Some games were really bad. They weren't able to show up. They were exhausted.
So, yeah, we've seen teams in games in the past that games got forfeited because of travel and just the unfair ask of mm-hmm. players that land that morning to play
right
the same afternoon. So
yeah,
hopefully we see a uptick in,
let's go y'all,
the WNBA finding some way to be more responsible,
do better
about putting this at the top of their priority to make sure that their players are taken care of, because it's crazy.
Step it up.
Next, Aaliyah Boston and Kelsey Mitchell says that they may not be going to the playoffs, but it doesn't mean they're not going to stop giving you girls hell.
I love that.
On the way out. I like that attitude. At first, I thought, like, what's the point?
Right.
Just as a natural competitor, it's only right that you fight on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And upset some teams that don't see you coming. The Fever are gonna still fight, and I like it.
I think they have this spirit about them too, and they're growing, they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're just in a space where they're like, well, we're gonna use these games. We'll be helping these other teams, but we're helping ourselves ultimately because they're just gonna continue to get better and improve.
Yeah.
And so I love that that's just their mindset, their attitude as they continue to build.
And right now, before I get into the standings, I just wanna mention, as of this recording, we'll let you know who's in the top eight and who ain't going nowhere after the last buzzer sounds off.
Because y'all ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. It's about to go. It's time to go fishing. I don't know.
May as well come to our fourth quarter.
It's time to start carving the pumpkin because it's over with. For yikes. Some. But I heard that Coach Becky locked the Aces team out of the gym.
Yeah, I love
true?
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I heard that because they took a couple L's late last week. And I think the week before that, just unexpected, she locked them out of the gym. So just try to reset them.
Yeah, and I've heard of this before. I've had coaches do it to me as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's clear that y'all need a break. It's clear that you need, it's like a mental health day, mm-hmm. right? So you can kind of get yourself back, because sometimes it is mostly mental. It's not physical. You've done the work. Mm-hmm. Your body's exhausted. So take a break. Yeah, I think she did do that a couple weeks ago. And then I think there were a couple of players she allowed in to shoot a little bit, but really, it was just locked out, lights out.
Yep. So after the string of losses, it still doesn't mean much. The Aces are still at the number one spot, clinched the best record so far. I think they're like 32-6. So still really good. Number two is the New York Liberty. I think Brondello's is obviously one of the greats. I think she's making history right before our eyes and one of the greats of the league. And I think she has a little bit of that like Phil Jackson kind of sauce about her, because if you look at like her roster before this year with New York and look at the roster she has currently, having these mega superstar athletes that you have to know how to manage that personality, also the immense amount of talent, and make it all flow together to win games, and not just win, but be among the top, most dangerous teams in the league. So I love her move to go up north. I didn't see it at the beginning.
Right.
How New York would adjust, how the players and the mixture would all flow together. But Sabrina, JJ, Brianna Stewart. Number three is Connecticut. Slow start this season, but they won their spot to the playoffs versus the game against the Washington Mystics and have made the playoffs for the seventh season in a row.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so I mean, like, as long as Natisha Heideman is still feeling it like she is, Dawana Bonner keeps her back in working condition, I think the Sun gonna be hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stephanie White seems like a great fit there too. So the coach,
I mean, talk about a coach who can come up with a good play out of the timeout. She always knows how to draw up something
really
for them. Yeah, she's really good. So who do you think is better though, since we're here? Do you think Brondello or Coach White is better at drawing up plays out of the huddle?
Well, I think that the answer really comes down to which team executes the play better. And I think Connecticut executes the play better.
I agree. I feel like they really follow the rules and do exactly what they're asked to do. They're really good at performing.
Number four are the Wings. I know Arike and them going up in the locker room. I mean, if you looked at every season before this, the Wings were never even spoken of past this point in the season. They were always lurking at the bottom. So it was great to see them at number four. Number five is the Minnesota Lynx. Number six, Washington Mystics. Seven, kind of sketchy, Atlanta Dream. The Chicago Sky sit uncomfortably at number eight.
Ooh.
And number 9, the Sparks are still shaking at the 9th spot. So past that, right now we know for sure the Fever are out, the Storm are out, and at dead last, for the first time in 10 years, the Mercury are out of the playoffs.
Another stat that we don't want to own, but we do.
Speaking of that, Ashley, while we're here, and this will give us a little something to chew on going into our next segment with But for real, now I said this at the beginning of the season. I might have mentioned it. I don't know if we said it on this podcast or not, or we just talking around the house. But after Taurasi hit this 10,000th point, I had my worries.
You did.
That. Now, I don't think I had the worries that she wouldn't play much after that. What I thought was the reason why she was remaining in the league and kind of sticking around was to eclipse the 10,000 point mark. So right now, while she's not playing and not active, do you think it's because she's hit the milestone and now it's just kind of preservation at this point? If you want to answer that now, or you want to take a break and come back and tell us about your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's a good... Yeah. Because you know what?
No.
I like a cliffhanger.
Answer it now. I should just make you answer it now.
I want a cliffhanger. Right. Y'all gonna wait.
Well, I'm gonna get me a little sip.
What you sipping on?
I've been talking a lot, so... This is champagne now. Don't
Why
be
are you always drinking champagne when you're thirsty?
Bet. So we're back.
Again, another hard B.
Please.
Bet.
And Ashley, I want to make sure I get an answer out of you. Mm-hmm. Since you are the Mercury mathematician.
For our
podcast, for the Pump Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us. Holler at us. Tell us like you're not recording right now. Like pretend that we're not. Pretend that we're not recording. Put a blindfold on. I should put
Y'all don't want
on.
My real thoughts.
We want your real thoughts. So my question was before the break, what Ashley's thoughts were on, was Diana hanging around, not hanging around, but opting to stay in the league because she wanted to hit the 10,000 point? Because we only seen her like maybe one, maybe two games after she eclipsed that mark in history. So Ashley, what's your thought? What's up?
Honestly, optics tell it all, right? Ooh, okay. And so as my friend says, right, optics tell the story. And what we've seen is that after she's eclipsed this monumental, legendary moment mm-hmm. in her career, mm-hmm. she's sitting down talking about her toe, her left toe. Her left toe. She said she was questionable the other night and then at the last minute didn't play. And there on the sidelines, so having a good time with the coaches.
If any of you all former ballers or really any athlete of any kind, if you've ever had like a significant toe injury,
I mean, I have,
outside of breaking it, that has set you down, has it set I'm just curious. No, I'm really just wanting to know, like, is it a serious injury enough, short of breaking your toe? I think a broken toe, I'm sure there have been players that played on a broken toe, Ash, but what I'm saying is a hurt toe enough to take you out for 3, 4, 5+ games? Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I think it depends I can't believe we're talking about this. To nerd out a little bit, some toes, depending on which toe it is, balance,
right?
So that's going to be one of the things. Second thing, yeah, it could, especially if it's hitting the front of your shoe, especially with basketball, you're doing a lot of like jab stepping, moving. Now, Diana necessarily, is she hustling back on defense and doing all the things? But
if they were in the playoff run, would Diana be sitting there with a toe injury?
I doubt it. Help me out. I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
So now I want to see if you're on the same page. Is she then sitting on the bench to preserve her health because they're not in the playoff
run? Highly likely. I mean, because I think she probably knew they weren't going to playoffs long before we did.
Right.
And I think right now she's kind of like, I mean, I don't need to be out there. Let the other kids play while we're here, you know, thinking about Mo Jefferson. So she's a UConn alum.
Maybe I did not know that until like earlier today that she was a guard
today
at UConn.
Years old.
I did.
But I think that, you know, maybe she's there to help groom her. And that's what we've kind of talked about too.
Oh, okay.
Like water cooler talk around the house.
You think she's going to come back
for
next
the
year?
Season? Well,
just
she
short,
signed
yes
a,
or no.
She signed a multi-year contract. I want to say, I think she shouldn't. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. Okay.
That, I hope she bows out gracefully.
What else you got for us for the Mercury News?
For actually? The Mercury News. So yeah, not a lot of news besides that. We're really owning our number 12 spot right now. I mean, you know, you talked about Indiana still wanting to play hard and do all of the things. Phoenix had a minor lead the other night against Connecticut, but we are sitting at 9-27, which is like probably the worst record I can remember us having. So
yeah. Ugh. You know, there are only four teams right now are above 500 right now.
And we're one of them. It's not good.
Nah.
It just hasn't been a good season. But one thing that was kind of cool, Diana Taurasi, as you mentioned, sitting on the sidelines, undressed, not playing, having a good old time with her teammates. But she did swap jerseys with Dawana Bonner the other night during the Connecticut game.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Okay.
That was also BG's return to the court, and I believe her first played game in the Connecticut arena since her return from her detainment in
her illegal detainment.
Yes. So that was something to highlight this week. And Sophie got a shirt. That's about it. I was really reaching for news this week, so that's why y'all know Sophie has a shirt, because there ain't really nothing going on in Phoenix. So
well, with that said, I have a question for not just you, Ashley, but for our listeners to consider. And I think I'm going to put this one on our Spotify poll. So listen, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment where you can. On today's episode, my question is to y'all, who is the most dangerous team to look out for? Like, who could upset your playoff bracket unexpectedly? Like, anybody that stand out for you? For me, I'll tell you right now, something about those doggone Wings, something about the Dallas Wings, I think they are brewed just right. I think they've got nothing to lose, everything to gain for the first time. And because they're looking so good, I think the Wings could come in and upset everybody. The Liberty, the Aces, I think they can still beat Connecticut. So, Ashley, who do you think could upset things?
Dallas is a really good choice. I'd have to agree with you there. I think they are just on the up and up. They have a good leader. They have good leadership. They have a good supporting cast. Mm-hmm. Their bench is deep. So I think that is a good choice. Where's Minnesota too?
They're in the mix.
Okay.
I think you know number what? Seven.
I'm going to give it to Minnesota. I would like to
see. Number five. I'm sorry. Okay. They're right now at number five.
Okay. I think they have heart. And I think they have, I know that they're still kind of on somewhat of a building year, but they've got a good mix of vets and rookies and newbies. And so I'm hoping that Minnesota would be one of those teams that could come and maybe, I don't know. My goal is hopefully third for them or something good like that.
Yeah. I mean, considering if nothing changes with the Liberty, right? Like just say the Aces and the Liberty are 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Right. And then you've got, they have this standoff between
Dallas without a doubt then.
Well, I'm not trying to get you to convince you to pick my team.
No,
I'm just
not
saying that if nothing changes right now, like for like just considering the number one and number two teams are the Liberty and the Aces, or Aces and Liberty. I think even Connecticut could throw an upset somewhere, and so could the Lynx. The Lynx have some little bit of work to do, but I think on a good day, they're difficult.
Yeah, but I mean, you ain't got to convince me. I already know and been knowing that Dallas is a great team. I think I've said several times I would love to see them shock the world. But if I had to pick another team that's in that top eight right now that I would like to see do some surprising, would be Minnesota.
Okay.
I think they have some good pieces to the puzzle. Do I think they can beat New York or the Aces? Not so sure. Do I think Dallas can? Absolutely.
Well, there it is.
I do think Dallas has that, definitely has the potential to do some damage to Vegas and New York. I feel like they already have this season. So playoffs bring a whole different beast.
Yeah, it awakens a whole different. Yeah, it awakens a whole different side of a player that, especially of one that has something to prove.
Yep.
Or never been there. Well, thank you for that, Ash, and catching us up with the Mercury.
Yeah.
Manufacturing some Mercury news this week.
I know.
It didn't
really
sound
had
like
to
you had a whole
it
lot.
Together. It was like, you know, how you have to do those projects and you use a little tape.
Number 12,
maybe a little
girl.
Stick glue.
Okay, well, that's gonna do it for us. We're gonna take a break.
What's that?
Just in case you don't know, our fourth quarter is where we watch like the last 4 minutes of a very close game of the week, and we sit and have popcorn. So grab your popcorn. We'll meet you right back here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, y'all joining us in the fourth quarter. This is Dallas Wings,
quarter.
Indiana Sorry. Fever, 96-85, 4:48 left. Satu is having a game.
A game, honey.
Like 37 some points right now. Arike!
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Is this her second week watching Indiana? It might be. But I think they just, they've been in a tough spot. It's good to watch them kind of like fight through. They played really good at the end of games recently. Yeah.
Okay. I like seeing Odyssey Sims.
Hey!
Oh, with the assist to Satu. How many is that?
She's got a big old smile.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Unsung hero.
Christy Wallace is in.
Unsung hero. Christy
this has been
Wallace.
A back and forth game, though. The score right now, a better second quarter for Dallas than Indiana, but this has
Come
been
on,
pretty
assist.
Close. Come on.
Is that 40? I'm hollering.
I think she did. I think she is at 40.
Said 40. And just got an assist. We'll confirm that 40 piece. Come on, Aaliyah.
Oh. Kalani Brown and Tierra McCall always gonna get called on the foul.
Yeah.
Every time. It's
it
crazy.
Right.
It ain't right. I had high hopes for Indiana this season, and I still think I
They're
do.
They're doing
though.
Great.
Better than in the past.
I ain't mad at it.
They're doing better than the Mercury. They won more games than the Mercury has.
And that's a fact, Jack.
Who's Jack? You always ask me
They're
who's
doing
Jack.
Way better than Phoenix.
Why is it 30 minutes on the time clock? Woo! Okay, they put 3:32 back. You saw that?
No.
Shoots
at a league worst 31% from the 3-point line.
Who?
That up here tonight.
The
14 of 23, 16. And missed a free throw.
Oh no
foul.
Girl, she needed to give it
they
to
said,
up to
take
one of the guards.
40 points and go on.
It's three guards standing around her. Come on, Odyssey.
We ain't calling nothing.
Pop
else
it in. You. Pop it in. Oh.
Yeah, yes. Girl, the whole Dallas team is having a good time.
She was about to pass it, but she said, oh. You don't want to get down there and, who's the foul on, Aaliyah? Oh, that's two
she
quick
looks
ones.
Like it is. .104-89 is slipping away. But like I said, Indiana usually be bringing it at the end of the game.
Oh, back at the line.
Aaliyah's at the line. I love this purple situation. We've got the nails. We've got the braids.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like an ombre purple, so she's giving us a couple different purplish options.
Shades of,
yes.
Okay. The funkiest free throw shooter form in the league for me is Elizabeth Williams, has to be.
Oh,
she had 26 points, Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah Boston has 27 points now in this game.
That's a good game.
I look good.
I don't know if she's... Well, I don't know what her highest scoring game is this season,
actually.
I don't
know. Like, clearly, she beat that.
Come on, one-handed pass. Girl, but you should be dribbling that much.
Not that much.
Oh!
Well, that's a foul, Arike.
And it looked like a carry. They don't call it carry anymore, do they? They call it travel?
Oh. Yeah, they'll call it if she carries it. So right now, Dallas is 104, Indiana 91. It's a pretty good gap. Ashley. So I think I think it's clear who the winner might be, but we just don't know. I mean, the Satu right now, this onslaught of points right now is the reason why this game was so magical, man, so far. So,
oh, yep.
40
officially.
7 of 10 from 3.
Officially.
Wow.
So this is a game you want to sit. I mean, this is a game you want to see.
Yeah.
You want to see Satu go off. Yeah, that's evident. Most improved, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah,
all the little things.
I agree.
Christy Wallace. Girl, oh, Vivian,
trade.
Now, that is one I would trade. I know you asked me that a couple weeks ago or something. Because she has underwhelmed me.
It's been
a
rough season for her, hon.
Hit it.
Oh.
What you got, Kelsey? Ooh. Girl, drive! Why do they wait?
Ooh!
Yeah, that's a good cut. Oh,
that was a great take right there. Knew she was gonna get hip checked by Satu.
But should have made the layup.
Yeah.
Especially because we only have 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want Kelsey to finish stuff.
Yeah, she's gotta finish.
She's like at this point in her career where we gotta lean on you and
lean on
then
me.
What? Okay. Oh, back to free throws. Honest free throw shooter. Alyssa Thomas.
What about her?
Her free throw. It's like a 90 degree. Right?
Who?
Am I wrong? Alyssa Thomas? Her free throw is funky?
Yeah, because of her shoulder injuries. But yeah, she does the very best she can to get
There's
it above
somebody
the
somebody else, though, that has a funkier free throw. You right about Elizabeth Williams.
Oh, but you right about Alyssa Thomas, though. Which...
But still MVP.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. Come on, Satu.
Oh, they said no more points.
Ooh!
Yes!
Dallas closing this one up, buddy.
She went ahead. She said, y'all gonna triple team me? Cool. I can also get an assist.
Dang, Indy. Aaliyah said, I'll shoot it. All right, Christy Wallace has to get her hand on the basketball the next time down.
You think she can do something?
Get a bucket. I'd rather her see it, Chuck.
Come on, back it down.
If the Chuck wagon's going to start, give it to Christy.
The Chuck wagon.
Yeah, if it's that time.
On the attack defensively without scoring, getting them to some rush spots early.
Okay. Just because.
Yeah, it just took me back to my, like, my days coming down, you know, coming out of the locker room before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Got to clap it up before you get ready to run onto the court to warm up.
The Aces got a good old.
Oh, yeah.
There is always a good pregame session with the
Aces.
They
do. Look, our little clap me up was the best we had.
Oh,
yeah.
Coach LT. Oh,
we love
Odyssey.
Coach Latricia.
And gave her a big old hug. Congrats, Satu. Satu,
I think it's
we
a good
you.
Fit. It's a great fit. It just seems like it.
Satu.
Oh, Kristen.
You.
What
said
did I tell
Chuck
you?
Wagon.
What did I say?
You said it. And she made it 97.
If anybody deserves and needs to shoot right now with 1 minute left, Christy Wallace can put a dent back in this. But otherwise,
not Kelsey Mitchell.
Everything needs to go straight to the hole to go try to get a couple of free throws. Boom, boom.
Oh. Arike shook herself.
Ooh. Because one of the towers going to catch
it. Oh! Come on.
Ah, nothing is landing for the Fever.
Not a foul. Okay. Oh, she got the ball back.
That's it.
Girl.
Kelsey has to hit that. That's it. Oh, Chrissy Wallace. Chrissy. Boom. Oh,
okay. That proves what you said. Because I said not Kelsey Mitchell, but Chrissy Wallace.
Correct.
And Kelsey shot it, missed. Chrissy got it, made.
Kelsey shot it, missed. Chrissy Wallace made it. Yeah. Both times.
100-110.
10 seconds left. It's a wrap.
That's it. And that's all. Come on, Burton.
Oh, it's a shot clock violation.
So scrunchies are back hard. That's just a...
Looks that
that's
way.
That's something I've noticed. The girls are really into scrunchies.
I'm really into the fact. That's saw too. Just showed out.
It's in her bag. Yes.
All right.
Congrats, Dallas.
I'm telling you, the Wings has the things to upset you, girls.
The Wings got the things.
Thing in and you know what? It's Wings. It's really cool because 2 episodes ago, we just said.
What did we say?
We voted that Satu was probably going to be the most improved.
Our super fans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's going to do it.
We're so smart.
The Dallas Wings beat the Indiana Fever 110-100.
Thanks,
a great
Chrissy
game.
Wallace.
Chrissy Wallace did close it up in the end there. Another one in the books.
All
girl,
right,
Ashley.
Not on her braids. She said my hair.
Satu is getting the Gatorade
girl.
Bath.
Girl.
Courtside.
I know. She said my hair. I don't play.
And
I'm sorry.
Deservedly so. Satu got 40 points during our fourth
girl,
quarter.
She was doing the moonwalk in the water
oh,
on the ground.
Oh, that's why they said.
I'm sorry.
2 episodes ago, our poll question was who should be named the most improved player. 100% of our listeners voted Satu Sabally as well. And I think it makes an excellent choice.
Yeah.
When you think about everything that Satu's done in her fourth season. I didn't know it's been that four. I watched her during the draft. By the way, had on one of the flyest suits that I recall seeing back then. So shout out to the Dallas Wings for winning that one.
And I guess she just came back. I didn't realize she was on the injured list for like 2 of the previous games. And then came back and had a 40 piece.
I had no
idea.
So
that's just talent. Yeah. I mean, that just speaks to...
And youth.
Right. Right.
Oh, right. Man. To be like, what, 24 again?
Girl, I don't need it.
Anyway.
I don't need it.
This has been another episode of Woo-hoo! The Pump Fake Podcast, and we certainly most graciously thank you for spending some time with us this week, catching up on all the things in the WNBA. And Ashley, let our listeners know, where can they go, like, comment, subscribe about our podcast, hook them up
at The Pump Fake Pod
on Instagram. Guys, make sure chat to us, talk to us, we talk back. Hit us up on the NR inbox DMs, let us know what you think about today's episode. And with that said, we'll see y'all next week for another one.
Another one
of the Pump Fake Podcast. All right, y'all. That's
shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Peace.